In Simplero, you have the option of setting up a newsletter, which would allow you to create an automatic schedule to reach out to your subscribers on a weekly or monthly basis. And here's how to do it. So first you want to go to marketing and then newsletters. So creating a newsletter, as mentioned, let you define a schedule and set set of recipients for sending your broadcasts. So basically you can create a newsletter schedule where you want to send out a newsletter every Friday and add broadcasts to that schedule. Then you would also get reminders that you also have the option of controlling when to get those reminders to create and send out your newsletter. So let's jump into it. From the right hand side, you have the option of creating a new newsletter schedule, and straight away you're taking into the setup of your new newsletter. So you can call this one demo newsletter. You have the option, as anything else in Simplero, to put in a label, which can help you organize your features. Then for the schedule itself is the first option, when will we send the email for this newsletter schedule. So here you can choose what kind of schedule you want. So is it daily, weekly, or monthly? And you can set it to repeat every 1 day or X amount of days. And when your next newsletter should be sent out at. So which year, month, date, hour, minute, and time as well. So for this purpose we can choose weekly, and I would say every Friday, and here we can say repeat every 1 week. You can choose here, I want the next one to go out this Friday, and I want it to go out at 12 p.m. After you've created your schedule, we can go down to newsletters, where you're setting up for each your settings for each newsletter. So here you have the option of changing the sender name, sender email, and the reply to email, as well as the template being used for this particular newsletter. Here you can change the subject line, and you can also edit this for each individual newsletter. You can begin creating your content for the newsletter, but again, you can edit this for each individual newsletter you will be creating for this schedule. Reminders. So for the reminders, we can choose here who we want to remind and when the first reminder should be received by the person getting notified. So for this case, it's going to be 2 days in advance, 48 hours. Second reminder, 24, 1 day before. And the final reminder, 4 hours before the newsletter should go out. In case you missed the deadline, you can also get a notice for that. So could be exactly when the newsletter should be sent out, so 3 hours after. And you can have a second one as well, so 1 hour after. Once you have the settings you're happy with, then go ahead and create your newsletter. After you've created the newsletter, you will be taken into the recipient section, meaning that who you want to send the newsletter to. So for this case, I wanted to go out to this list. And this section is the same as with broadcast. You can also exclude unengaged contacts. You can add specific conditions, only if the contact has a specific tag, for example, and so on and so on. So go ahead and save changes, and then you can see the recipients being calculated. So who is going to receive the newsletter. All right, so once you have the recipients chosen, then you can go ahead and write a newsletter. So here you're taking into the newsletter itself, and where you can add the content to your newsletter. And here again, you can change the subject if you need to. Go ahead and save that. And now you can see you have a completed newsletter, and you can queue it, or you can see here it's been added to queue since Friday as according to your newsletter schedule. If you head back here, you can see, so right now it's in draft. So first you wanna, you know, when you've created it, you can also go back again. Let's queue it. So now you can see that the queue, you have it delivering Friday at 12 p.m. in 4 days. And you can even choose to change it from here, skip the next one, and you can see when it was queued. So here from this, if we go back to the overview of newsletters, you can see the schedule here. So from here you can access it and create your following newsletter. So this one would be the next one going out. And here you can see automatically it's adding to the queue, so that would be next Friday according to our schedule. Queue that one, and here you can see that you have the next two newsletters in your schedule lined up. So that's how the newsletter works. Thank you so much. Bye.